Blackstone Audio presents Reckless, The Racehorse Who Became a Marine Corps Hero by Tom Clavin. This book is read by Jim Manchester. To Leslie Rheingold, Who is My Champion. Prologue, August 1952. It looked to be a routine operation. The main attack would be on Bunker Hill that night, and to distract the Communist forces, units of the 5th Marine Regiment were to assault a hill named Siberia. The 2nd Battalion would lead it, accompanied by tanks and armored vehicles carrying high-powered flamethrowers. Even though his mission was to create a reasonably convincing diversion, Colonel Thomas A. Culhane, Jr., the commanding officer of the 5th Marines, wasn't taking any chances. He ordered a platoon from the 5th Anti-Tank Company to be part of it. The Chinese hated the recoilless rifles the platoon brought to the fight, and nothing pleased the colonel more than to make life hot and harrowing for the enemy. Leading the recoilless rifles' gun crews was one of the best officers in the regiment. 2nd Lieutenant Eric Peterson had assumed command of the platoon in the spring. He was that increasingly rare animal on the front lines in Korea, a Marine who had seen action in World War II. After 2 years of replacements, most seasoned veterans from that war were back home safe in the States. Peterson was soon to turn 32, so he was not a gung-ho youngster, and he'd left a wife and 2 kids back in California. With a string pulled here or there, he could have gotten out of a trip across the Pacific.